Good morning. This weekend being the last weekend of July and the height of the summer season, these readings about searching and finding bring to mind a childhood memory of mine. Years ago, my younger sister Amy was chosen to be on a Nickelodeon TV show. It was a game show for young people where they had to locate certain objects in a picture and then find those objects in a given room. The show was called Finders Keepers. And while it was a big deal for Amy to be on that program, it was a great deal for her older brother because she shared the consolation prize with me. And appropriately enough, it was a metal detector. So that summer, when we're in our Wildwood vacation, Big Brother Chris and Amy take to the beach. The lifeguards leave, and we show up, and we start searching the beach like scavengers for that lost treasure, that hidden find. Unfortunately, we didn't find much. Lots of beer cans and other things of that sort. But that memory comes to mind this weekend. And on hearing these readings about seeking and finding the pearl of great price, the treasure in the field, we could certainly see a correlation. But it's important to note a big difference. And the difference is this, that you and I as Christian people, in our search for God, in our search for peace, in our search for the good thing, it's important for us to know that that search is not a frantic search. It's not a crapshoot or walking up and down the Wildwood boardwalk hoping that you find God or what you're looking for. But rather, our search for God involves a trustful surrender to the God who is, to a God who loves, and to a God who is with us. And my friends, how important it is that as Catholic Christian adults, we recognize that difference. That we know that our God is not a puzzle to be solved. He's not a game show or a God that hides himself, but just the opposite. Our God is a God who has shown himself, who reveals himself, who makes himself known. And that is what brings us to church here. Perhaps you came to church because a loved one is sick or because it's the third commandment and this is what you do every Sunday. Those are all good reasons. But think of why you came here as opposed to the garden or your backyard or Starbucks. You came here because you know that it is here that God is. This is God's house, where his word is proclaimed, where his body is received, and his loving sacrifice for us is offered. And then we begin to find, we begin to see God. You see, if God is hiding from us at all, he does so only to lead us forward, only to invite us to take another step toward him. I've heard it said that God's favorite game is hide and seek, and I think we probably could all appreciate that, but that God stinks at that game. He's a bad hider. He's like the little kid playing hide and seek. Mommy, come play a game. And you go into the room and the kids' legs are hanging out from the sofa, the hair, and you can hear them shouting. And the mother plays along. Such is our God, inviting us to take another step toward Him, to grow and to come to know Him in new and powerful ways. And in this summer season, it might be good for us to ask how that stepping and that search is going. If you're searching for God like me on the Wildwood Beach, you're doing it the wrong way. But if your search for God is coming from a confidence that He is there and with you, He will be found. Take a listen to the second reading today. It's a beautiful line from sacred scripture. It's worth memorizing. Romans 8:28. We know that God makes all things work for the good of those who love Him. You've heard that before. Is that something that you really know? Or is that Sunday church talk, pious talk that we say? Do we really believe that God makes all things work for the good? The people who find God in life are not the anxious, questioning, or angry souls, but they are those who are open to Him in everyday life. And the same is true for us. We come to this church because we're about ready to profess a creed that God has revealed Himself. And believing that He is here, believing that He has made Himself known, we can grow in that happy knowledge. I close with the scene from the first reading, which is another great scene. King Solomon he's in bed sleeping. God appears to him in a dream. Solomon, ask anything you want. Anything at all, I'll give it to you. It might be a worthwhile question for us. No doubt, some have come here today looking for good health, praying that for a loved one. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's sobriety, a marriage blessing, all of which are good things to ask God for. But this Sunday, we are reminded there's something better. There's God Himself. And knowing that, having that understanding heart and receiving Him, well, that gives us everything else besides. My friends, as we continue in this summer season, let us not let summer pass with just a frantic search, a tiredness and a laziness. But let us be renewed by the faith that we profess to know it more fully so as to receive Him with ever greater joy.